Hi, this is Chris. Here's just a glimpse of today's adventure in Odyssey.
But you guys can't be sick. Nobody gets sick on Thanksgiving Day.
We were thinking you could go over to the Jacob's house for Thanksgiving. I could call Dale.
I don't want to go to the Jacob's house. I want Thanksgiving here, at home.
Okay, then let's have Thanksgiving at home. Mom and Dad bought all the stuff, right? Well, why can't we fix our own Thanksgiving dinner? Jimmy, I thought I told you not to make a fire.
I didn't.
Then it must be the turkey!
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of... Oh, hello again. I was just reading a few verses from the Psalms about giving thanks to God. Appropriate, huh? But I can't seem to find anything about being thankful when your parents get sick and you don't know how to make the turkey and the living room fills with smoke. Well, maybe we'll find out on today's Adventure in Odyssey, starting right after this. It's Thanksgiving again, and the sun is up for another glorious autumn day. Well, two suns, actually. The sun in the sky and the sun in the Barkley home. Let's see what Jimmy is up to. Come on.
Donna. Donna, wake up.
Wait, what's wrong? Am I late for school?
No, we don't have school today. It's Thanksgiving Day, remember?
Oh, good. Go away so I can sleep in. I didn't get to bed until late last night.
Mom and Dad let you stay up late?
Well, I was trying to get my homework done.
You have to do homework over the holiday? I don't think I'm gonna like junior high.
Mrs. Thornton said we had to write a letter to someone we're really thankful for. Well, I was up late trying to think of who to write to.
You didn't have to write me a letter.
I didn't.
Oh.
In fact, I couldn't make up my mind who I'm most thankful for.
Where was I on the list?
I'm going back to sleep now. Wake me when it's time to eat the turkey.
No, wait. That's the problem.
What is?
Smell the air.
Don't be rude.
I'm serious. What do we always smell first thing on Thanksgiving morning?
I don't smell the turkey.
See, there's something wrong. Mom and Dad aren't up yet.
But Mom has to make our Thanksgiving dinner. Why didn't you wake them?
You know how Dad is about sleeping in on his day off.
Yeah, but if Mom accidentally overslept, it'll throw her whole day out of whack. She's gonna be ticked.
Yeah, that's right. So you're the oldest. I think you should go in and wake her up.
Coward, just go knock on their door.
I can't. I've been looking forward to this Thanksgiving all year. The smell of roasting turkey, the crackling fire, that warm, cozy feeling of watching the parades on TV. I don't think I could cope if anything went wrong now.
Don't be so dramatic.
It's more than I can take.
You're not gonna let me sleep, are you?
Not really.
All right, that's it. We're going to Mom and Dad's room and solve the mystery, okay? Will that make you happy?
My big sister. What a hero.
Dad?
Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mom? Dad?
Donna? Oh. Come in, honey, but not too close.
Mom, what's wrong?
Why are you guys still in bed? It's Thanksgiving.
Oh. What time is it? I should get up.
Oh, very bad idea, George.
Oh. 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 You're right. Somebody just drive a stake through my heart, please.
What's the matter?
I knew something was wrong. I knew it. I told you, Donna.
Quiet, Jimmy.
It must be the flu. It hit us both last night. We set record high temperatures.
Well, with the chill factor, you wouldn't believe. Close the blinds, will you, Jimmy?
Sure. But you guys can't be sick. Nobody gets sick on Thanksgiving Day.
Relax, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Bless you.
Thanks. Oh, I know how much it means to you. Maybe I could try to fix the turkey.
No, Mom, you stay in bed.
Donna, if she wants to try...
You know, we were thinking you could go over to the Jacobs house for Thanksgiving. I could call Dale.
Thanksgiving with Robin?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have Thanksgiving at home with you guys and Donna.
I know, Sud, but we've got to come up with another plan. We're just too sick to do...
Bless you.
To do anything. Thank you.
We'll figure it out, Dad. Don't you worry.
I knew we could count on you, Donna.
Can I get you anything?
Some ice water would be nice. George?
A new head. Mine just exploded.
Just a couple of glasses of water, honey.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Let's go, Jimmy. Maybe if they got out of bed and walked around a little bit.
Jimmy.
A quick jog to the closet and back. Vitamins.
Jimmy.
How about jumping jacks or maybe just a nice hot shower?
Come on.
Ow.
I hope they know how to fix the ice water.
Yeah, go ahead. Abuse me when Mom and Dad are too weak to stop you.
I just wanted you to leave them alone. They're sick enough. They shouldn't have to listen to you whine about Thanksgiving.
Well, I was looking forward to it, that's all. What's gonna happen at Christmas? An outbreak of leprosy?
We can still celebrate Thanksgiving.
I don't want to go to the Jacobs house. I want Thanksgiving here, at home.
Okay, then let's have Thanksgiving at home.
What, you want to send out for pizza? Sure. There's a traditional Thanksgiving.
Mom and Dad bought all the stuff, right? Why can't we fix our own Thanksgiving dinner?
You're kidding, right?
Well, it can't be that hard to do. Stuff some bread in the turkey and throw it in the oven. Simple.
Maybe we should call Grandma and Grandpa.
Well, they live too far away. Look, you're always Mr. Let's Try Something Different.
Yeah, but it always gets us in trouble.
This won't.
What makes you so sure?
Because I thought of it. Oh. Now, come on, let's see what's in the kitchen. Help, Jimmy. This turkey is heavy.
It's slippery, too.
Be careful. Oh, it's cold. Why didn't Mom take it out of the freezer?
Where are we putting it? Hurry, Donna. I'm losing my grip.
On the counter.
Hurry.
Hold on. We're okay. There. Oops.
Wow. I didn't know from Micah could crack like that.
Oh, we can glue it later, I think.
What now?
We have to defrost it.
How?
I think Mom puts it in the sink and lets it soak for a while.
Like how long a while?
All night.
That's no good. It won't be Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I know. Maybe we can microwave it.
I love living in the modern world.
Open the door and let's put it in.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. That's an awfully tight fit.
Maybe it'll shrink when it's thawed.
You're the chef. How long should we zap it?
Well, it's a 12-pound turkey, so I don't know.
Popcorn takes 5.
That's different. There's a rule of thumb about poultry. What is it?
Starve a cold, feed a fever.
How about a pound a minute?
Sounds okay to me.
12 minutes on high. And I guess I'll go ahead and make the stuffing. You mash the potatoes.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What do they make stuffing out of anyway? Jimmy!
What?
Does this look like stuffing to you?
It looks like you tore up a bunch of bread and tossed it in a bowl.
That's what I did.
Isn't stuffing brown?
I think it turns brown while it's inside the turkey.
Yeah, but it looks kind of plain. Doesn't Mom put something else in it? I mean, Mom's stuffing doesn't taste like roasted bread.
I know, but I can't remember how she does it.
Well, what do you think of my mashed potatoes?
Aren't you supposed to cut them up before you try to mix them?
Am I?
I think so.
Oh, well, that's what I thought the mixer was for.
Nope.
Where's Mom keep the electric knife?
That's not the way to do it.
Okay, I'll put them in the blender. So, what's happening with the turkey?
Well, it won't thaw in the microwave, and I can't get the insides to come out. I've tried everything. I broke one of Mom's knives.
Maybe you should get Dad's hammer and chisel from the garage.
I don't think that's how Mom does it.
Well, Mom's not here, so just try it, okay?
There.
Aren't the legs supposed to be facing up?
Oh, yeah.
That looks right.
Let's put it in.
Whoa! Blast furnace!
Quit playing around or I'll drop it. If that doesn't thaw it, nothing will.
What about the stuffing? I thought you were supposed to put it in, too.
I'll do it after I roast the bird. It shouldn't make a big difference, right?
You're asking me?
Good point.
Does that mean I'm done?
Sort of.
What now?
I was thinking that maybe while we wait for the turkey, we should do something special for Mom and Dad, since they're sick in bed.
We're leaving them alone. Isn't that special enough?
No, I was thinking of something else, something that might entertain them.
Yeah? Like what? Sing, dance, recite great works of poetry?
I don't know. Think of something.
I can't believe it.
What?
You actually admitted that I know how to think.
Don't let it go to your head. Go on, I'll check on Mom and Dad. Well, I checked on Mom and Dad. They're sleeping.
They're so cute when they're asleep.
When they wake up, we'll do your idea.
If I think of an idea.
I'm exhausted. I hope that turkey finishes thawing soon.
Me too. I'm hungry.
I'm still trying to decide who to write that Thanksgiving letter to. I thought about Mr. Whitaker, but decided it should be a close friend. But couldn't decide which one, because the others will be offended. So then I thought about one of our relatives, but don't know which one, and... Jimmy, what's all the smoke for?
I thought it was the turkey.
No, what are you doing?
Trying to get a fire started.
How many newspapers have you put in there?
I don't know, about 3 weeks worth maybe, but the wood won't catch.
Forget about it, you shouldn't be messing around with the fireplace.
No way, we can't have Thanksgiving without a fire.
Why is there so much smoke? Did you open the flue?
Flue?
Oh, brother, the flue. It opens the chimney so the smoke will go out.
Oh.
You shouldn't be doing that when you don't know what you're doing. Come on, I need your help in the kitchen.
What are you talking about? I finished my part. The football game is on.
So?
So I'm doing what Dad always does while you do what Mom always does. I sit here and watch the football games, and you call me when dinner's ready. It's traditional.
Not this year, it isn't. You're going to help me finish the dinner.
But Donna...
Jimmy!
I always knew you were one of those liberated feminist types.
Oh, no. Not at all, Jimmy. I just need a big, strong man to come in and open some cans of vegetables for me. I'm too fragile to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You can either help me or I'll stuff you like the turkey. Which is it?
Lead the way, little woman. I'm a big man, a proud man, and a bulky man. I can open those cans with my teeth.
The can opener will be fine.
I don't remember our Thanksgiving turkey ever being black, Donna.
I don't understand. It's burnt on the outside, but the inside's still frozen.
Come on, can opener.
What did I do wrong?
I can't get the can opener to work.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah.
Maybe it's broken. Try the hand can opener.
I should have used my teeth. Where is it?
In the drawer. This is so weird.
Why don't you look it up in the cookbook?
What?
There's a cookbook here in the drawer. You want to use it?
Give me that. Let's see.
You're welcome. Ah, the can opener.
Poultry, chicken, Cornish, game hens, turkey.
What's it say? Have we been doing it right?
Well, I might have missed one or two things.
Yeah? Like what?
Everything, mostly. Is it too late to start over?
What?
Wait, I know what to do. You can stop opening the cans. It says here the turkey will take 5 hours to roast.
Oh, no.
5 hours on 350 degrees. That's what it says.
Couldn't you put it up all the way for less time? I'm starving.
Well, that's not what it says, but okay. It's worth a try. Boy, who started this anyway?
The pilgrims. Blame them.
Introduce me to one and I will.
Hey, Donna. The pilgrims.
What's the funny look for?
There was something I had to do for school last week.
Yeah?
I think I know what we can do for Mom and Dad.
We'll return to the Barkley Family Thanksgiving right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's Thanksgiving adventure and odyssey.
Okay, are you guys comfortable? Mm-hmm. Pillows propped, thermometers poised?
Uh-huh.
Same here.
Good. The play you are about to see is true, only the facts have been changed to protect the innocent.
Get on with it, Jimmy.
This is a little play called The History of Thanksgiving, written and directed by James Barkley. Performed with sound effects by James Barkley and Donna Barkley. It all began with the pilgrims who came to America in 1620 to get away from the religious oppression in Europe.
No, stop oppressing me. I'm trying to pray.
Ha! If you don't like it, you can leave.
I will. I'll catch the next boat to Plymouth Rock.
And they did, on a boat called the Mayflower. The trip lasted for 4 months over rough seas and terrible storms. Batten down the hatches and pray!
Oh, it's so nice to pray without that nasty oppression picking on me.
Finally, they made progress. Pilgrim's progress, that is. Get it?
Uh-huh.
And landed on Plymouth Rock.
My, what a beautiful rock. I think we'll fare well here.
So they set up houses and stuff and junk like that and tried to make a living. But the bad weather followed them from Europe and ruined everything. The Indians had they had a plague. And a bunch of them died. And almost half of the pilgrims died, too.
How many was half?
About 40 or 50. No questions from the audience, please.
Just wondering. These temperamental artists, huh?
But the pilgrims and Indians became friends, and a big and bountiful harvest came in later that year.
Oh, look! What a big and bountiful harvest! Isn't it wonderful, Governor Bradford?
William Bradford was made governor, you see. Why, yes, Pilgrim Maiden, it is big and it is bountiful. And I think we should have a big and bountiful celebration to thank God for it. Don't you?
Yes.
We'll have turkey and cranberries and pumpkin pie for all the Indians and the members of our meager colony. Do you agree?
Yes.
Good, go fix it.
Some things haven't changed.
So the first Thanksgiving celebration got underway, and it lasted not one, not two, but 3 days. The Indians came bringing food from the forest.
More for me to fix.
And the men paraded their soldiers for the Indians, and the Indians showed their skills with bows and arrows.
Typical. The men played around while the women did all the work.
Uh-huh. And in the midst of it all, the pilgrims and their guests thanked God for saving them from the cruel winter and giving them an abundance of food. The end.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that was wonderful. Nice. It all seems so real. I can almost smell the food.
Yeah, the fire, too. Meat burning over the open flame. Oh, I wish I didn't have this cold.
Now that you mention it, Jimmy, I thought I told you not to make a fire.
I didn't.
Then it must be the turkey!
The turkey?
Well, has everyone settled in?
Uh-huh.
I am. Ditto that for me, too.
Great. Well, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your ongoing care for us, and though this is one day we set aside to show our appreciation, Lord, we pray for thankful hearts throughout the year. Help us to remember your loving kindness, your many blessings, the spiritual riches we have in Christ Jesus. And especially I want to thank you for the love you showed each one of us through my family, my wife, my daughter, my son. Thank you for this food, and we ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 How's your chicken soup?
I think it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's delicious. You did a wonderful job.
I opened the can.
Oh, very good, dear.
Was your pizza good?
Just right. Couldn't it have been better if they put turkey and stuffing on it?
Pizza with turkey and stuffing. There's a thought.
So you two, all things considered, was it a good Thanksgiving?
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because I think I learned something important today.
You did?
This I gotta hear.
Yes. I learned that it's not how you celebrate Thanksgiving, but why you celebrate it. Even though everything went wrong today, I felt truly thankful.
That's very mature of you, Sud.
I'm impressed.
And I learned something else, too.
What's that?
I never want to do it like this again. Never.
Oh. I knew there was a catch. Well, that's the last of the dishes.
Good. My fingers look like raisins.
I didn't think we'd ever get those pans clean.
I told you, Dad's sandblaster would have saved us a lot of trouble.
No thanks.
At least we won't be eating turkey leftovers for the next month.
I'm exhausted. I don't know how Mom and Dad do it.
By keeping us out of the way.
Yeah, but there's a lot more to it than that. A lot more. Well, I think I'm gonna go up and collapse in my bed. Happy Thanksgiving, Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Hey, what about your homework? You didn't get to write your Thanksgiving letter.
Yes, I did.
You did? You decided who you're most thankful for?
Uh-huh.
Who'd you write it to?
Oh, well, look at this, George.
What is it?
A letter. It was sitting here on our nightstand.
Huh. Well, what does it say?
Dear Mom and Dad.
I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks forever. I hope these verses from the Psalms reflect your heart, not only at Thanksgiving, but throughout the year. And that's our adventure in Odyssey. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.